Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's why I was waiting on him in the bushes.
Lamar Jackson stinks.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Thursday, we're getting there.
Yes, our show, baby. Relax. Remember that show we did in Vegas for the Super Bowl and you went corporate on me and I got mad at you?
I don't remember that. What happened?
You were so just, you were being a professional, but you didn't let him hang. The Boscos goes out there and have fun. We're on Radio Row. And then Evan, as soon as we got in, it was corporate Steiny, button up. And I was like, do what we do. We like to shoot the, you know what? Before we get into it.
But yeah, that was the day Cassius Marsh was on our show for 22 minutes.
Yeah, I forgot.
I left for 5 minutes. And Cassius Marsh took over the show.
Oh, boy.
Are you kidding me?
Evan, I did ask Steiny a question before we get to
this
it.
This guy...
No, and I mean it.
I know you mean it. But
if you had your youth over, what field would you get in today's world if you were 18? Mine would be acting. I would really say, you know what? I want to go be on TV. What would Steiny do?
The one industry less stable than radio.
But it's about the art, Evan. Something about the camera, man.
Yeah.
What would you do, Steiny, for real?
Probably.
It wouldn't be sports writing, though, huh?
No. I'd probably, you know what? I'd like to.
Like, I'm being real.
Yeah, I know you are. Probably a teacher or something like that. I don't know.
You don't got the patience.
You're right.
Anyway.
Evan, what about you? When you pack this in, what are you going to do?
Like, seriously.
Well, I thought it was if you had a do-over.
That's it.
I still don't know if I want to do this over yet.
Hey, he's right. I told Tim Roy he's going to be somebody's Tim Roy. Just don't forget about Goo and the kids.
Yeah. He's in year 31, by the way.
Think about that.
For the Warriors.
Do you know that?
Wow, man.
Do you know that?
I'm 31.
That's a...
And do you know who wrote the story in the Contra Costa Times about the new Warriors radio announcer, Tim Roy, back in 1994.
Come on,
baby.
Did you
do it?
Yep.
No way.
Yeah, I swear to God.
So that's how you met him, when you sat out with him?
I called him on the phone.
No.
Because he had worked, he'd worked in SAC, and he got the job. Fitz went to TV. Tim came here. And back in those days, in the newspaper business, you had like a media writer.
Yeah.
The guys who would write about the media. Like, it was their beat.
Damn.
So, yeah, I remember talking to Tim.
Now, that's a factoid. Wow, man.
Yeah.
And look at you now.
Yep. Look at me now. What happened?
Is Westbrook going to get on a team? Because if he's not, then I'm done watching. Guys did hustle and give their life to the game. Don't get in trouble off the court. We can't get a scholarship, but Bronny's got a jersey. See, that's what I'm talking about. A steward, a guy that's going to a Hall of Fame, he can't get a jersey, but Bronny can. Make it make sense. The dude will play for Nichols. I'm out of here, man.
Promise? I don't know.
He cannot be that guy.
Really, Steve? Come on, man.
Where do you think the Warriors are?
If you're giving me health, man, I could see them with what I wanted last year, Stoney, with the series against OKC. It's just something about Minnesota and them not being buttoned up. And it starts with Anthony Edwards. He's a god on the court, Stoney. But there's just something about if you want to go there, you got to be buttoned up. LeBron was buttoned up. Steph is buttoned up. KD was buttoned up. I just don't think Minnesota is buttoned up. And that leaves the door open, I believe, to a Houston Rocket team without – their IQ, their engine, which I believe was Van Vliet, Stoney. So I'm thinking, why not the Warriors if you're telling me they're going to be healthy?
About Denver.
You guys beat me. You guys double crop. Man, you and Evan jumped me. Dave, yeah, lost to what? Beat the Clippers in seven, lost to OKC in seven. So I'll give you Denver. I got you. OKC and Denver, my top two West teams.
Tim Kawakami on the TK show, his podcast, was interviewing Steve Kerr about where the Warriors are kind of in their evolution. They've got a bunch of old players. They've got some young players. And he asked him, I feel like we've been hearing this for the last couple of years, whether or not this is the last dance for the Warriors. But here's how Steve Kerr answered the last dance question.
By no means am I looking at this as the last dance or my last dance. I think this team... You know, obviously, Steph and Draymond and Jimmy are all signed for two more years. That Bulls team, everybody was a free agent. Michael, Scotty, Phil, half the team, we were all free agents. So that was very clear cut and defined. We were also coming off back-to-back championships. It's a very unique situation. This is different. This is more of a traditional NBA situation where you've got some aging stars. You're just trying to be good for as long as you can. You don't know if it's going to be this year or two more years or three more years. None of us have any idea. So this is definitely not the last dance.
Like, Stein, if I was grading that, that's an A+. Like, I totally believe that. And he sold me on it's not the last dance. You know, obviously, they're coming off the back-to-back chips. Everybody was a free agent. But, man... We know for a fact, we don't know how long Steph, Dre, Jimmy are going to be here past this year, Kerr most likely. So, like, I just thought that was a brilliant job of, you know, he didn't solve cancer, but cure cancer, but of saying the pros and cons, you know, compare and contrast to the last dance.
I think it's his last dance.
How so? Because he's been here before.
I think it's his last year.
He's been here before.
I know he has.
But what gives you that, though? That this is his last year?
Because the last time was 5 years ago, and I think he's it's
well, I'm gonna tell you this then.
Steph's retiring soon.
I will put this in the cap. If with your Harry Carey glasses, if you believe that, Jonathan Kuminga will not be moved this year. Because then now this takes on a whole thing of who will Jonathan Kuminga's next coach be under that regime that Pods wants to be a part of, but the keys will be given to a guy like Kuminga if he's here. And that
you and these damn keys.
That's how
they don't have a player on the roster right now good enough to hand the keys to. And that includes Kuminga. And that includes Moody. And that includes Pods and Post and TJD.
I love that, but I gotta say Kuminga's the closest. That's all.
That's great.
Not close.
And he's still a long way away.
Right.
Like when you say hand the keys to. That means who's going to be the best player on this team after Steph Curry?
Like Kawhi in San Antonio.
They don't have one. And
well, I got you. It's their own fault too, Stoney. They missed on James. Wiseman. That would have been.
But he wasn't. He stunk.
I got you.
They picked a bust.
My point is some dynasties.
This is James
Wiseman. My man. So Steenie and Guru. Some dynasties don't even get that number two pick. And then you kind of got to just wear it on the chin. That's what hurts. The Warriors had it. And had that been Halliburton, I think now with everything that's happened, you know.
I don't.
He would be.
They were. You know what? Can't we look at it now and say they were never drafting a guard with that spot? They were not drafting a guard.
But the question becomes, had they?
But they did. They wouldn't because they had Steph and Clay and Poole. They needed size. They drafted for a position. They made the cardinal sin. Perhaps. I tell you what. Here's when I watched the Warriors, I thought they looked good in game one. I actually thought they were horrible.
Yeah, and it was, I got you, Stein. But preseason.
Yeah, but this is the thing. You know, preseason doesn't mean anything. Okay, you're right. It doesn't mean anything. But is there anybody out there that thinks the Warriors may have trouble getting off to great starts this year if that's the lineup they're going to put out there?
I think that would be
okay.
But
so we're going to see. Probably it's the preseason. It doesn't mean anything.
My major question,
but I think we're
going to
see that this year.
And I'm predicting over 50 wins. I think that was just a game on a Wednesday night. And Stoney, you are right. It's something I'm looking at. But the million-dollar question for me is, how many nights are we going to see their A show?
I think we saw it last night. Just, you know, it's like think about this. How many times over the years have we talked about Curry in the first quarters, kind of letting the game come to him?
All day long.
Right. So they can't really do that. They got to, you know, like Jimmy Butler, he doesn't come out guns blazing.
But he's the perfect type to say, damn you fools, it was a Wednesday night preseason game. I know when it's time to go.
Right, and I'm telling you right now, that game's not an outlier. It's not an outlier.
They're going to
come out guns
Nation.
Blazing.
I'm just saying Tuesday, whatever they open up against the Lakers, the energy and the legs and everything will be exact opposite of what that was, is what I'm saying to you. They're not going to get off. Like, I expect the age to show, partner, after a couple months, not right off the gate. And I'm with you. I was like, oh, man, Portland looks like the younger team. It's their first preseason game. They're young and dumb, just running up and down.
I think age shows how quickly you can get into a game, too. Like, you know, Steph's got it.
Talk to him.
Let me tell you what's a big problem with this team. Actually, I don't know.
Go, we're having a conversation.
Butler and Green.
What about Butler and Green? Speak on it. It worked last year, Steiny.
This team is so freaking old, it's unbelievable. Like, it's truly unbelievable. Like, I get it. It was one game.
Right.
I'm watching them in the half court last night in the first 6 minutes, and I'm like, how are they going to score? You're going to have some guys... You know, you're going to have your guy running like crazy with Curry, trying to keep him away from anything. Jimmy Butler's not going to be shooting because he's too cool for that. Or whatever he does early in games. I don't know, man.
I think these two games shouldn't even be looked at.
The other thing is they're going longer and longer stretches between really good stretches. That's what's going to happen this year. Like, Draymond Green, he's going to be good, but he's not going to be good as much as he was last year. And those gaps, because of the age, are going to be really hard to fill in. That's what I saw.
Mm. And Stoney, I'm going to pull one of yours. I don't care what you saw, and I'm talking to any Warrior fan. It's like, we got to wait till it's go time to come with that. And I'm not saying what you're saying can't be before our eyes, but I'm not looking at the next three games, nothing burger. These guys are older. They're pacing themselves and they know probably if there was a loose ball, if I'm Jimmy Butler, do I want to go get that ball in a game that doesn't mean anything? And I think that comes with age, man. But I will sit here from afar across from you and say, oh, yeah, that wasn't a bit. But it was a preseason game, Donnie.
Right, but they're not getting any younger in the regular season. And that's that, like, I'm not watching a game and like, oh, Jimmy Butler. I'm expecting a March effort from Jimmy Butler. It's more than that.
Because it's October.
I get it's October, but they're old and they're slow. And I felt like it was noticeable last night.
Well, what about, and I'm going here and I mean it, Stoney, but what about when Jimmy came last year and the run that they went on, all the numbers and the metrics, they even showed it last night. Like, I mean, my gosh, the team is damn near that team, but with Al Horford.
Right. They had an easy schedule after he came and they were playing harder probably than most of the teams were at that point because they just got Jimmy. I mean, like, all we can do is take Draymond Green at his word when he says we're playing playoff games half the year.
That's a fact.
Okay, well, guess what? You ran out of gas. So why is it not going to happen this year? Because you're going to coast in the regular season, but then you're not going to win enough games.
Like, I do worry about, you know, and this is what they signed up for, Stani, and they're not running from it. A good team, a good, like when they play OKC or teams like that, that's going to be a problem. That is, like, there's no way around it, but it's how you attack it, and that's why I want to see more from, you know, from Moody, Pods, Kaminga. That's why, like, you're telling me you thought about, you envisioned a Warrior team without Kaminga? Even with his flaws? Oh my gosh.
Well, I got news for you.
Yeah, I'm serious. Tell me.
Well, first of all, the second unit was terrible. They stunk. They were unbelievably bad. Worse than the first unit. That happens. Like, okay, you ready?
Yeah.
I don't like Pajemski playing with Kaminga.
Mm.
I don't like it. There's something going on there. And here's the other thing. Yeah, okay, it was a preseason game in October.
Battle of the
Keys. And you know, in a way, I said to Evan this morning, I'm glad everybody stunk because now we don't have to just single out Kaminga for stinking. But the reality of the situation is, if you watch that game last night, the Warriors have a problem in that Kaminga he can't be ignored. When he comes on the court, he is a focus. And a game like last night, to me, he wasn't into it. He was very frustrated. And there are going to be a ton of games like that, I believe, for Kaminga.
But, Stani, I saw him making the pass to try to set up the other guy.
The first pass he threw, he threw out of bounds.
Right. I got you,
Jimmy
man.
Butler went to go tell him. He inbounded a ball. Or Butler tried to throw it to him in the low post. Kaminga doesn't move to go get the ball. It's a turnover, and Butler walks up to him. It's like, you got to come meet the ball.
Yeah,
it doesn't go away.
But this is when you do it in the preseason.
Yeah, like, how can you sit there and think Kaminga's going to be able to flick a switch and be completely engaged every single time the Warriors play when he's never been that guy? Like I said to Evan last night, I was like, not last night, this morning, I was like, boy, you know, good thing Kaminga didn't, you know, good thing everybody stunk because now we don't have to just hit Kaminga. And he's like, he was kind of like, he didn't really stink. It's just vintage Kaminga. That's what you get one out of two, one out of three games.
Yeah, I just felt like he didn't know when to go. I felt like he was just, there was a delay with the Wi-Fi on when to go. And all I would tell him is just be you. Do what you do. And as much as I've criticized Paz today for his words, you know, going viral, which I would have kept to myself, I look at him, you don't got to tell him when to get in and to do it. He picks and chooses. And that's what Kaminga's lacking. But, Stani, I'm not I really do, partner, feel like you're overreacting. And what you're saying is probably going to follow them the whole season. But, man, Stani, it was just a one to Wednesday night in October, man.
You're right.
And they got off to a slow start, and they were bad. I got you. But, man, this is no omen for this season.
This is where, like, again, I'm not saying I'm right.
No, you're just telling us what you saw.
So, like, isn't it logical that an older team's going to have trouble starting fast?
No, exactly.
Okay, so I'm not saying, like, I get it. It was one exhibition game. But somebody out there going to try to tell me that that's not going to be something that needs to be overcome all season long? That's one of the things they're going to have to figure out. Mm. And maybe, you know what? And maybe that's why you start Jonathan Kaminga instead of Draymond Green. Because, as you know, emotional as Draymond is, he doesn't start the game out emotional. Like, that's the problem. You can, these 35-year-old guys, they need to ease into a game. And I don't think the Warriors have that kind of wiggle room.
Mm. Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number.
I feel like you should take the bet now with whatever number it is. Because if you feel that way, Stani, then They may just have run out of gas, it sounds like to you. You know?
I think they will run out of gas. And I think they'll probably get off to a good start.
I mean, because every team tires and you go through ups and downs and stretches. But I just feel like they showed us last year. And I get it. You said they had a weak schedule at the end. But, Stoney, that was real. That was tangible. You could put your finger on what they were doing. Their defense got better. Kuminga's first, second game back from dealing with all that. So I'm not even looking at Priest. But we're so thirsty and excited about the season. And I get it.
For example,
you're focused on the birth certificate. That's not changing.
Did you see what Steve Kerr was saying after last night's game?
I missed it.
Point of attack defense was atrocious. Moses Moody, your cure-all, your new Klay Thompson, he's going to have some ups and downs. Like, he's not a lockdown guy.
But
which
Kuminga
is fine.
Can be.
No, he can't. Yeah. Stop that.
He's got more talent, athleticism, and his feet move quicker than Moody. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me Moses Moody is a better defender than the capability to be a better. Okay, that's
he
what
I'm
saying.
He is not a locked.
This dude is a jewel. Somebody has to unlock him.
If you think Kuminga's a lockdown defender.
No, he can be.
Well, then say he can be.
You said he is. No, I said he had the potential.
And no, he can't be. He's not smart enough right now to be.
Well, whose fault is that?
His.
I mean, what you're saying about age is all the more reason his ass should have been in there to divvy that
exactly.
up.
Exactly. Exactly. But they don't know how to incorporate him. Mm. Let's go. 888-957-9570 is the number.
I'm just telling you, man. It was a preseason game.
I know it was, but what could possibly motivate somebody to even say lockdown defender with Kuminga?
Because he can shadow a guy up the court. Moody was their best defender, and we fought 15 rounds about how you said Moody was a nothing burger, and now you want to double back a year later.
Here we go.
No, I'm not yelling, Stoney. And plant your flag on Moody. You can't do that.
Moody.
So you can't use Moody as now all of a sudden he's their new Gary Payton, when a year ago Moody was a nothing burger.
That's something you
so
would do.
So now we got to focus on Kuminga has the most talent and skill and potential to be a lockdown defender.
Okay.
So now you're all of a sudden Moody's a lockdown defender.
I didn't say that.
Well, you just said it.
Moody covers the ball, and Steve Kerr said he didn't do a good enough job. Why doesn't he put Kuminga on the ball if Kuminga's their best on-ball defender?
I'll let you figure it out. I think we have our answer.
Why?
He's not unlocked. I don't have the answer.
Well, maybe because Moody's better at that in Kerr's mind.
No, Moody, and I get started. Moody, Pods, they're better at being the best versions of themselves. Why did that stop at the Jonathan Kuminga bus stop? Why couldn't anybody figure out how to unlock this kid, man?
Why isn't everybody's fault?
Lightweight scaring me on, you know, but I'm like, it ain't going to look like it did. But this is all the reason you need a 22-year-old that can just run all day. But it's unfortunate and sad for Dub Nation that it looks like he's having problems doing that, or they're having problems meshing.
It's year five. I mean, it's not like we're seeing something new.
But is this team in position to say night night to him?
No, but this is the problem with some fans.
Yeah.
You use the term lockdown defender to talk about Kuminga.
Not that he's that now, and that's how you take it.
How can he be that goo?
Yeah, right.
How can he be that guy?
He's got the length.
But he doesn't have the focus when this guy doesn't have the ball. Like, he doesn't guard guys off the ball well. Let's go. We got to go.
All right.
888-957-9570 is the number. Just jump into the conversation. Where are we with the Warriors? Are they, is this last dance?
Kerr said no.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Steve, this is your last year. You know it.
I got my own complaint.
You know it. what did I want to do here?
I wasn't saying he was a lie. I'm just saying
But
you said that about Moody, and he's not a lockdown.
You got to listen to the way I say things.
All right.
Kerr says
point of attack
Moody
thesis.
Is now the best. That's what his job's going to be. Mm. Kerr says that with Moody. So my question would be, if Kerr really felt Kuminga was the best at that, why wouldn't he use Kuminga there? He's more athletic. He's bigger, he's stronger.
No doubt. And that's why it makes it more frustrating when you side out some of this team's downfalls in regard to older age. Like, you need Kuminga, and that's what's frustrating about it. Like, I'm not telling you he's that. And Gary Payton II is the best defender on the team to me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He was terrible, too.
But it was preseason.
I know. But how many shots did he make late last year?
Well,
I'm worried about Gary Payton II.
See, oh, no.
You've been saying that.
I know. I just, guys like him, if they lose a little athleticism, they drop in a hurry because he's not a great shooter. Hey, head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Guru by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content on 95.7 The Game. Don't forget the kickoff show this Sunday with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings. It starts at 11 a.m., and if you're looking for somewhere to watch the games this weekend, head to Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. The Gold Rush girls will be there for a meet and greet, taking photos and signing autographs. The next home game is Sunday night, October 19th, and Lowe and Evan are going to be live from Laughing Monk starting at 3 p.m., You can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first served. So go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 95.7 The Game, and sign up now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.